Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 21st, 2017. I'm Thungameli Nkomo, and tonight we are talking about teen pregnancies, a problem that continues to ravage our youth population. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318, or give us a call live on 001-202-619-2077. We are also streaming live, of course, on Facebook and on our three websites. That's voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, as well as on voashona.com. Adolescent pregnancy is on the rise in Zimbabwe, despite the country being one of the leaders in the use of contraceptives in sub-Saharan Africa. That's the conclusion of a report by the Ministry of Health and the United Nations Population Fund released last week. The report cites attitudes, poverty, tradition, as well as religious practices, among others, as some of the factors responsible for this increase. And tonight, girl child activists are expressing concern and calling on all Zimbabweans to rally and fight child pregnancies. Lingaba litshona njani zihlobo ezithandekayo ikudibana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Sikhuluma ke lamhlanje ngodaba lwamankazana asakhulayo esingathi ngama-adolescents, lawo ngamankazana phakathi kweminyaka elitshumi. Leli chumi la sishiya kalolunye, 10 years to 19 years, kubikwa amankazana la aqhubeka siba lezisu esamancane, inani lamankazana abamba izisu ephakathi kwayona leyo minyaka likhanya ke liyaqansa lelo nani, okuyinto ehlupha kakhulu abalwela amalungelo amantombazana labasakhulayo eZimbabwe. Ikanti lo mphathi ntambo bona ngezempilakahle laye umnumzana David Parirenyatwa uthi uthukuthele ngalindaba zulukandaba, kuyini okungenziwa sakheni isizwe sethu, silondolozeni abantwa bethu abangamankazana ukubana babe lela kusasa elicacileyo. Hatshi ukuthi babe labantwana umntwana ecine ephuma esikolo ikusasa lakhe lihle litshabalale. Yilo ke utaba esingalo lamhlanje kuhlelo lwenu. Kwazwaye vatereri kusangana kumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya ya nesa munyika, nyaya yevechidiki vane makore pakati pe 10 ne 19. Vanonzi varikuramba vachiita pamuviri neuwandu vachiri vadiki. Iri dambudziko ranetsa zvikuru munyika, uyezve pane zvikonzero zvakasiyana-siyana zvatichanzwa, zvatichange tichikurukura nezvazvo nenyanzvi muchirongwa chenyu. Saka sekutaura kwangu, chirongwa ndechenyu. Tiridzirei runhare tikurukure tinzwe kuti tingachengetedza sei vanasikana kuti vawanike vachigona kuinda kuchikoro, kupedza chikoro, kwete kuti munhu abate pamuviri agume akubuda muchikoro. Izvo zvinozvoita kuti remangwana rake risajeka. Chirongwa ndechenyu, vatereri ngatikurukurei. There is a report that came out last week, compiled, of course, by the Ministry of Health and the United Nations Population Fund, as well as, you know, several other agencies, that shows that teen pregnancies are on the increase in Zimbabwe. And they are citing many factors, including traditional factors like child marriages. That's an issue, really, that we should not be talking about right now. But unfortunately, we have to raise it. I'm saying that because for a very long time, Zimbabwe has been grappling with this problem and trying to address it. But to no avail. As we speak, Mashonaland Central is said to be leading in the number of child pregnancies. And this report, of course, recommends that you know, the government should engage traditional leaders as well as religious leaders to try and address this problem. This report also talks about poverty as well as attitudes. And it's also saying that, you know, some young people, girls, think that protection, if you talk to them about using condoms, they think that condoms are for prostitutes. Which is a major, major problem. I'm joined now by our first guest. That's Judith Chiangwa, director of the organization Girls Legacy. Ms. Chiangwa, welcome on Studio 7 and good evening.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Yes, let's dive straight into the matter of the day. This report by the United Nations Population Fund and the, of course, in conjunction with the Ministry of Health, talks about teen pregnancies as being on the increase. And, of course, they are citing, you know, a number of factors that I've just outlined, including the issue of child pregnancy, child marriages, and the fact that as parents, you don't talk to kids about, you know, sex. What say you?
Well, thank you very much. This is a very serious issue, and I think it can be looked at from different angles. First and foremost, I would like to say from a Zimbabwean perspective and our experience as the Girls Legacy working with girls, we actually noticed that teenage pregnancy is not as a result of child marriages, but child marriages are as a result of teenage pregnancies. The teenagers get pregnant first before they actually get married. Our culture is such that if your child gets pregnant, she eventually has to get married, kutizira, as it is said in Shona. Another aspect of it that is also very critical, which I totally agree with the report, is that there's lack of sex education. And when we speak about sex education, I think we need to expand further to then say, what is it that we are communicating with our girls? And just to share a bit of some of the experiences that we have noticed that teenagers are actually not afraid of HIV. They are rather afraid of getting pregnant. So what is also critical to note is we need also to look at the statistics of abortions. And many of the abortions that happen are actually not recorded. So you may realize that the abortions may actually be much higher than the pregnancies. So that is data that needs to be actually sought so that we are able to compare. But also one of the things that is critical for me when we are looking at data is we also need to look in comparison to then say what period are we comparing it with? Because if you also look from the ages of our mothers, they also used to get pregnant when they were teenagers. The difference now is that a lot of it is now being recorded in the different programs, and we anticipate that the young people at this present moment need to be more informed so that when they are making decisions, they are more informed. But then the question is, how many parents are willing to sit down with their children to actually communicate with them about sex education? Because sex education is quite comprehensive, and it needs to be taught to the girls and the boys so that we are able to to bridge this gap that we are speaking about. Our children are more exposed to TV. They are more exposed to peer pressure, and they actually discuss amongst themselves some of the issues that are sex-related, and they don't have much guidance. So there are many, many facets that are surround teen pregnancy, but for as long as we do not teach our children about sex, and when I say sex, I mean comprehensive sex, we might be losing the battle somewhere. So I think in general, this is what I can speak about in terms of teen pregnancies. And I think the other thing that is critical before I just finish is that if you look at our mothers and our fathers, they are not very comfortable to speak about sex itself. And many of the mothers of these teenagers we speak about are also not even in a position to negotiate for sex themselves. So it becomes very difficult to pass on the baton to the young one when you yourself need to have that education first on how to speak about sex, but also how to negotiate for safe sex. So those are some of the issues that we need to look at as we are discussing this issue.
Isaka, amai chiangwa, chi chaizwe shinone tsakuti imimi seba bereki, munge muchi garapa si, nevana, muchi wayambira ne nyaze pambonde, shwa imbo ito anana tete kudara.
Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti mukatarisa makudzirwo atakaitwa akasiyana. Iko zvino munoona kuti kare vana mai vedu pane zera rechikuru rekuti vaitarisirwa ivo kuti pavanotoida pabonde vari kuenda pabonde nemunhu ari kutonovaroora. Vana vedu vemazivano havasi kuita izvozvo. Vana vedu vamazivano vari kutotanga kuenda pabonde vasina tarisiro yekuti acharorana nemunhu iyeye. Zvinova izvo zvekuti isusu tinofanira kunge tichitaura nevana vedu maererano nekuzvidzivirira kunyanya pazvirwere nekubata muviri. Asi tinoona kuti mukukudzwa kwedu hatina kupiwa dzidziso iyoyo yekuti tinokwanisa kugara nevana vedu pasi tichikurukura navo maererano nenyaya dzepabonde. Nekuti isusu pataizvidzidziswa taidzidziswa kunzi bonde nderekuti kana munhu akuita bonde akutoenda kunoroorwa nhaika. But zvatiri kusangana nazvo iye zvinezvi zvatisiyanei. Saka vari prepared kuti vanyatsogara pasi vachikurukura nevana vavo ndo vanowanikwa vari vashoma. Saka tinenge tichida kuti kana tichitarisa nyaya iyi tinyatsoitarisa mune zvairi. Ndinokupa muenzaniso wekuti ndakataura nevamwe baba vakati vachiti mwana wangu handisi kunzwisisa mafambiro ari kuita. Munokwanisawo here kutaura naye? Ndikati aiwa ndinokwanisa kutaura naye asi ange mandudza dambudziko. Vakati ndinofunga kuti mwana wangu ane mukomana. Ndikati chii chamunotya kana mwana wenyu ane mukomana? Zvikanzi mwana wangu zvirwere nemimba zvakanyanya. Ndikati saka imi munoda kuti mwana wenyu azoita mukomana ane makore mangani? Zvikanzi ndanga ndichitarisira kuti mwana wangu achaita chiremba. Saka kuda kana asvikowo kune makore kunanawo 28-30 uko akazowanikwa ipapo ndingafara. Isusu sevanhu vanoshanda nevanasikana nevamwewo vakango nematarisiro atinoita upenyu tinobva ndakavabvunza ndikati saka imuri kutarisira kuti mwana wenyu achange achisvika 30 years asati aenda pabonde nemunhu here? But ndicho chishuwo changu. Saka munoona kuti kazhinji kacho makodzero atakaitwa nezvatiri kuda kuti vana vedu vazoita tinotadza kuzvibatanidza. Tinoda chaizvo kuti vana vedu vadzidze vagare nguva refu vasati vawanikwa, asi hatidi kutiti vange vaende pabonde nekuti tinenge tava kuti tiri kuenda against culture yedu kana kuti mamorals edu. Saka zvinhu zvandataura pekutanga kuti inyaya yakatiomei kuti titaure, asi tinofanirwa kutarisa kuti zviri kuitika mazuva ano ndezvipi. Isusu chinotitadzisa kutaura nevana vedu ndechekuti hakuna akambotidzidzisa kuti kana taakudzidzisa vana vedu nezvepabonde zvinyi zvatinotaura uye zvii
Unfortunately, we have lost our guest there. That's Judith Chiangwa, director of the organization Girls Legacy. Siza kumanjalo siza balai kusikhatshana esilandelayo obekhuluma yena ngokuthi olunye udaba oluhluphayo nxa ngimuzwa kuhle uthi abazali bakulezi insuku le khangelela ukuthi abantwabenu benze izinto ebelingazenzi lina endulo. Uyathi kubana uphumzekeliso omunye ubaba owaza kuye wathi ngicela ukukhulume lo mntana nami angisambone kuhlungani sekhombile lapha. Wambuza ke unkosikazi Chiyangwa wathi ngokufisa kwakho ubufuna indodakazi yakho ikhombe silesikhathi sileminyaka emingaki. Kuthiwa waphendula lubaba wathi ngikhangelela ukuthi umntwana ama esikolo afunde engathathwa engayenda selabo 28 khonapho iminyaka ngingajabula kakhulu. Kodwa uyatsho unkosikazi Chiyangwa uthi endulo abantu besiya emacansini besabancane kakhulu, kodwa abazali into abafuna abantwababo bayenze kathezi ukuthi uhlala iminyaka yonke leyo 28 years ungazange uye ecansini, umzimba kawuvumi. Ngunkosikazi Chiyangwa low ayisimi uzaphenduka. Sizakhuluma kabanzi-ke ngalolo daba. Sithathe umlaleli lapha eMzansi, uMbekezelo. Kunjani mnumzana?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani eMzansi?
Hayi, kukahle, kuphelile, kuyashisanyana. Hayi, kukahle impela.
Na, kumnandi baba. Ukuphi kwakhona? EGoli, ePitori?
Ngisesofatown ngapha ngaseGoli.
Aha. Hayi, siyabonga. Mnumzana, uyizwile indaba, singenile uhlelo.
Ngizwile indaba. Uyabona enye into ngathi umama I'm sure usasemutha kakhulu akuyena umuntu omdala lo obekhuluma, ngoba ngize balo 30 years umntwana ethi usuke sehlale kakhulu umntwana ufanele ukuthi angaqale. Mina uyabona kudala abantwana bebeqala benabo 25 years. So-ke okwamanje sokungathi nokudla esikudlayo lokhu sokwenza abantwana besheshe ukuqala ukufuna amadoda. Ngatsho njalo mpela ngiyibeke ngingangabazi ngalokho. So sokukudla esikudla sokuyenza ukuthi abantwana besheshe ukufuna amadoda. Kodwa-ke khona ngesingakhona thina abazali kufanele ukuthi umntana wakho uhlale unaye eduze umbonisa ukuthi mntanami kunezinto ezinje ezingafunekiyo, kunezinto ezinje ezingafunekiyo. Ma umbona ngani sekuqombile nakhona awusela into ngabe usayenza. So kufanele ukuthi wena umthumayeze kuphela ukuthi umhlungu azabuzwa kusasa ngenxa yokwenza kwakhe lokhu yibuphi, ngoba namalungelo kunje asekhona abantwana ukuthi ma ngabe ungamkarabha umntwana uthi ngiyakushaya ukuthi wenze lokhu ungaboshwa nokuboshwa mpela, uboshwa izandla ngena ufelejele ngoba usuyenza into embi. Kodwa-ke khona umuntu osekhulile umuntu obalwa ku-18 years nomuntu osekhulile ofanele ukuthi angakwenza lokhu. And enye into ephambule impilo yethu singabantu yindaba yendlala. Indlala iphambule impilo yethu kakhulu singabantu abamnyama, ngoba kwenzekile ukuthi uthole ukuthi umuntu abantwana kunabantwana abangamantombazana usefuna ukuthi ngabe kuthi abantwana labo bangaqoma ukuze athole naye okuncane ukukudla. Kodwa-ke kusuke kungekho ngesimo sempilo kakukho right, kakulunganga nokwesimo sempilo. So thina khona njengasemakhaya saba lobubi bokulahlwa yi-government yethu engathandi ukuthi sondele kakhulu kithi abantu. Okufanele ukuthi kube nabantu abahamba befundisa bethole endaweni, kube nomuntu ozaphuma lapho ekhithwa ngabantu abafikileyo ukuthi bayafundisa naye abe khona ayincedisa kuleso sifundiso sabantwana. Abantwana bebesendaweni eyodwa bafundise ukuthi bantwana kule nto enje embi engafuneki ukuthi yenzeke lapha emhlabeni ngalolu hlobo ngalolu hlobo.
Ngikubamba umlomo khonapho Mbekezelo. Ngikubamba umlomo khonapho. Ungomzali?
Ya, ngingumzali kodwa-ke ngisaqinile ngoba nginomntwana oyedwa intombazane.
Aha, unina kumbe wena unganani umntana wako? Sefikile kuzingalelana?
Kuthi ukuthi manje una 9 years sezaqala ukunukelela.
Hayi, akhulumi njalo ngomntwana mbikezele. Okay, nxa sethe wasondela wafika kuleliya zinga, uzaba laso yini isibindi sokuhlala phansi laye, kumbe unina lihlale phansi laye umntwana likhulume laye ngendaba lezi?
Mina yazi ukuthi into engiye ngiyenze angisizi wami yedwa. Nginabantwana ababafowethu enginokuthi ngike ngibabize, ngitshole ngihleli nabo nje kungonakele lutho, ngizame ukuthi ngibabonise. But angibaqondi straight ukuthi ngithi ngifuna lokhu kungenzeki, but ngibatshele nje nabo bayazi ukuthi ngibatshele ukuthi no, uyazi ukuthi la emhlabeni sinezinto ezinje ezenzakalayo. Ngibafanisele ngize ngicine ngifika lapho. Ngike ngathi kwesinye isikhathi ngibaba uthandisile lapha kuleli viki eliphelileyo, kuthi abafowethu babanabantwana abaningi, mina ngisazala ukunje ukuthi usaziphele futhi unkosikazi ukuthi angaphinda wesibili. So-ke ngiye ngizame ukuthi ngibatshele ngithi no, laba sebengamantombazana sebeqala ukuthi bayabona. Ngithi yazi ukuthi kunezifo elifanele linanzelele. Ungabona usufuna ukuqoma unanzelele ngamva kwe, uyabona uma ngiqhamuka kibo ngabuza ngithi kubonakala ngathi bantu abami bathi bonakala ngemva kwendlebe, yabe sitsho umkhuhlane ukuthi angabona umuntu elequnya ngemva kwendlebe esengathi kukhukumele abekwazi ukuthi lo muntu unomkhuhlane ubomi. So ngizama nje ukuthi ngibasondeze eduze ukuthi bangangesabi uma ngikhuluma ngiphunga ukuthi ibhadla, uyabo. So-ke ngiyabe ngizama ngokuthi nami ngenze ukuthi kungani kuba lula kiwo, uyabona ukuthi sengawelwa izinto ezimbi ngaleyo ndlela. Kodwa ngendlela yokuthi ngiyabe ngingatholi ukuthi ababanye ngabafundisa kanjani, kodwa-ke bese ngiswela lelo thuba lelo, ngoba umuntu angakuye ukuthi ngicela ukuthi lingilethele abantwabeni lapha ngibatshele labo mama bakhona sebekucabangela ngezinye indlela, uyabona, ngathi thina abantu abamnyama ngoba sibe nendlela eziningi ezicabangelayo. Kodwa-ke abantwana uyamsondeza eduze uze umtshele lokho ongafuniyo ukuthi okwazi ukuthi la engawela la uzaba sengozi.
Hayi, uyibeka
umntwana manje naye ngisimthele, uyakwazi ukuthi ubaba vele into enje kayifuni, kodwa ngiyakuye ngendlela esihlakaniphileyo ukuthi ngingamthenzeli ukuthi ngifuna ukuthi kuye.
Aha, hayi, siyabonga mnumzana Mbikezelo, kahle siyitshiye khonapho. Uqhubeke ungumzalo oqotho okhuluma lo mntwana ngendaba lezi ba.
Ye, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngicela ukuthi umama nje maye ngabe ekhuluma lapho engathi umntwana umzimba uyamhlula, umntwana umzimba kamhluli. Abantwana kufuze bafundiswe yithi thina abazali njalo. Sicela ukuthi kube nomuntu omdala ozathi maye ekhuluma lapho kustudio 7 ekhulume ngendlela zakudala. Abantwana bakudala, mina nginamabhuku lapho engiwafunda, abantwana bakudala bebesenza ucansi sebenabo 25 years, bebekhona ukuthi behambe bekwelusa kuyokuyolubhukuthwa le emadamini kujatshulwa le, kodwa kungacatshwangela indaba zecansi kuze uthole ukuthi umntwana usekhule ngokwedlulele lokho engazi ukuthi kulo cansi ulinzwana. Kungakho kwakuthi ma ngabe kufanele ukuthi kwenze ucansi, abanye becatshwana mpela kuze kulwiwe kubangwa ukuthi uyala lo cansi lwakhe. Kodwa sekhulile ma ubheke mnto ukuthi unabo 20 to 25 years engafuni lo cansi lwakhe, esesaba ngoba wayevele etshelwa kathiwa ungakulinge laphana uyatsha.
Aha, hayi, siyabonga Mbekezelo, asitshe khonapho baba, siyabonga ungena kuhlela
kakhulu baba.
Siphenduke kunkosikazi Chiyangwa. Welcome back, Miss Chiyangwa. Before your phone cut, you were talking about parents expecting miracles from their kids that they themselves never performed. Can you talk more about that? Are you saying here that in the past, you know, our parents became sexually active at an early age, but now they are expecting us as kids to go for longer periods before we can get sexually active?
Thank you very much. Like I had said, one of the key issues that we want to look at it is the practicality of it. I speak mostly with evidence of the girls that we work with. I want to give you an example of a survey that we did in one of the camps that we did. We gave away forms to say where the parents were supposed to write their ages and then the ages of the daughters or the ages of their first child. The majority of the parents in that room, I think 45% of the parents actually had their children when they were between 18 and 19, and 55% had actually had given birth to their children just in the area of 17 to 18 years. But what happened in the past is that our parents, when they got pregnant, they eventually got married. Now, there's a difference because if you look at the way the teenage pregnancies are actually on the rise, it's such that once a girl is being impregnated by another boy of the same age, the likelihood of that child being married off is quite slim. So what it means at the end of the day is we are going to have a lot of girls with babies, and then their fathers are actually absent. It also then indicates that in terms of responsibilities, our boys are also not as responsible for the pregnancies as compared to our fathers then. But also what is critical that I thought I would mention and I'll actually emphasize is that the parents, our parents today actually think that their children are actually not having sex. The camp, one of the camps that we also did, we have a questionnaire that we give to parents to then say, there's a question which says, has your child had sex? And 95% of them actually say no. And when we come and give them feedback to then say 95% of the girls actually have had sex, do you actually think your child is one of the 95%? We almost still have the same percentage of parents saying no. So there's also denial, in the sense that the denial comes with responsibility. We don't.
My goodness, we have lost Ms. Judith Chiangwa. Again, our connection is a bit problematic, but nevertheless, some effects from the United Nations Population Fund that we are discussing tonight, the topic being the issue of a child pregnancies being on the rise. And I'm reading from that report in part. It says the most cited reasons for first pregnancies among female adolescents aged 15 to 19 years were unplanned 48%, those who wanted to have a child 45%, and that is staggering, almost 50% of young people, adolescents, who wanted a child between the age of 10 and 19. That's food for thought for everyone, including our parents at home. The percentage of those who did not know about condom use is 10%. The number of children who fell pregnant because of sexual violence, abuse or rape was 8%. And it says here, cultural and religious practices also play a strong role in driving adolescent pregnancy and sacrifice lives of female adolescents at the altar of religion and tradition. Some of the cultural practices that put adolescents at risk of pregnancy are: point number one, child marriages. Point number two, traditional cleansing. Point number three, wife pledging. Kuzwarirwa in Shona. I don't know ukuthi kuthwani ngesiNdebele. Angazi ukhona lo mkhuba mhlawumbe ukhona kodwa alaqiniso ukuthi ungaba uthwani nxa ukhona. And pointer number four, HIV cleansing. And let's talk comparatively here. The number of adolescents aged between 15 and 19 who are most likely to fall pregnant or who fell pregnant who belong to the apostolic sect, Amapostoli, 23% compared to 9% of adolescents aged 15 to 19 years who belong to traditional religion. And those who didn't belong to any religion, 37%, are more likely to be pregnant than adolescents aged 15 to 19 years who belonged to the Roman Catholic Church, 10%. Ezinye indlela ugwalo lolu luthi nxa ungumntwana ophakathi kweminyaka eyi-10 lengu-19 uyinkazana usiya esontweni yamapostoli, amathuba akho okuba lesisu aphezulu kakhulu nxa uqathaniswa lo muntu ongayi esontweni, 23% to 9%. Babuye bethi njalo abangayi ukungayi esontweni abangikhuluma nge-traditional religion, I think bakhuluma ngezamasiko. Then lapho bakhuluma ngokuthi 37% of amankazana angela kholo alulandelayo, no religion at all. Ubona balakho ukubamba isisu banamathuba angu 37% nxa kuqathaniswa le 10% kuphela yamankazana aya esontweni, ikakhulu i-Roman Catholic. And bakhuluma lapha ngomunye unkazana abakhuluma laye emaphandleni, uthi yena, and I quote, "Some men in these churches, which is apostolic, claim to have dreamt being married to you. They say, quote, 'You were given to me in spirit, and you are forced to go to him.'" Close quote. Yiko kusetshenziswa ngamapostoli beqila abantwana kuthiwa mphuphile, mphuphendlele lawe uNkulunkulu uthe ube ngumkami. Kusuke ke konakale izinto khonapho, umntwana ikusasa lakhe lisuke liphazamiseke. I have another guest on the line. That's a youth activist, umnumzana Kelvin Ncube. Ngiyakwamukela uhlelo Ncube.
Yebo, ndinjani mthumane?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani Folos?
Hayi, Folos go right.
Yeah, asiphathi indaba Ncube. Kuyini elikwenzayo elingakwenza lani njengabobaba, njengabesilisa, ukuvikela ukuzithwala kwamankazana esamancane lapha? Ngoba ukuze umntwana azithwale, yini phela obaba, yitho baba? Kuyini esingakwenza Ncube?
Maybe ngizakhuluma kule kwakhulunywa ngabanye nje asebe bakhuluma nxa ukuthi kuye kwakhulunywa.
Qhubeka ba.
Embona ngazathi kungenziwa ukuthi abantu kufanele beqhutshiwe ukufundiswa, ngoba njengentsha yakulezi nsuku ayisesabi lutho, sijayele ukuthi i-teste nje into zonke eyabe zibona zikhona zisenzakala. And the fact that imfundiso eningi ayitholakali endlini, itholakala phandle. So nxa sebefundisana phandle, bafundisana bese bekwenze practical, akusikho okwenza theoretical. Ngakuthatha ngithi mina ekukhuleni kwami ngilaba nabama abangamankazana, but sakhula khonaphana sasitshile ukuthi namhla itsheni liphuma izinyo lakuqala, sephumele esi-2. Hawu, sekwazi ukucathula, sekwazi ukuhamba. Hawu, nangiyana sesiya ku-grade 7. But nxa seqalisa ukuphuhla umba ukuthumba, sowuhle ukuthule ziya kusakhulunywa lutho, la abantwana abasafundiswa lutho. Then from there seqalisa ukufunda sebephandle, and then nxa sebefunda practical sekusuka kwafaka engozini ukuthi bethole izisu bengazimiselanga, kumbe bethole imikhuhlane nje ethini ephathelana lokwecansi.
Mhm. Hayi, qhubeka ubambile khonapho Ncube. Ngithathe umlaleli uNdlovu kwele Botswana. Kunjani mnumzana Ndlovu?
Hallo, kunjani baba?
Hayi siyaphila, unjani khona ngapha?
Hayi kancane mfowethu.
Yes, ungenile kuhlelo uyizwile indaba.
Hey, into zakhona ziduka zile ziningi bijani. Bengisafuna ukuthi qaraqala ngikhulume ngo baba lo uthiwa nguThabitha, ngimzwe kuqathini kwehlele enganina uthi ngibambe kubi kumbe nxa enganina uyasola ngesikhathi sakudala esithi ngalesana sikhathi kwakungekho right kwakulo mthetho owasithi umntwana oyinkazana uyafuswa ukuthi ayende wayengayisho esikhulu, kanti ke akula nto enjalo ngamanga, yena kaphilanga ngalesana isikhathi, yikho esengikubonile ngamazaka. Okwesibili, sengifuna ukuphendula lokhu engizwe kathesi likutsho ukuthi kulalaba abantu abangamapostola abathi bona no ngikuphuphile kwathini kwathini. Into kakhulu eqakathekileyo lapha nansi, abantu akasivali iBhayibheli, abantu akasila moya ongcwele okaJesu Kristu, njalo abantu asikwazi isikhathi esiphila kusho ukuze sibe lobandlululo lokuba lolwazi lento eliqiniso lamanga. Ngoba mina ngokukwazi kwami ngikwazi ukuthi umfazi sesitsho ngumuntu osedlulile isigaba zokukhula kwakhe. Umuntu nxa ethatha uyakhombisa inkazana, njalo inkazana iyakhonjiswa, iyatsheba igama lokuthi ngiyakuthanda, yona iziphendulele. So kakhulu into njalo engayibona ebantwini bamadoda abakwanisi ukukhombisa. Lapha ngizama kakhulu ukwala ukuthi lawo ngamanga-manga ukuthi kulo moya ongcwele. Ngake ngakhuluma laphana ngama-sorcerers, mana ngizakutshela enye into khangela. Uyabona ukuprofita akawuprofiti umuntu ongaso obandla lakho. Uyabona njalo futhi enye into ukuprofita lokhu osekukhona kathesi, ibhuku iyatsho ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi esiphila kusho sikuphi isikhathi. Le nto ekuthi abantwana, mina ngizayivala ngokuthi khona abantu kumele sibe kwazi vele kakhulu umuntu onamandla emntwaneni ukuthi ngubani. Umntwana ubotshwa ngamandla kumbe ngumthetho kahulumende kumbe ngumthetho omzali wakhe.
Asi morim profita erevajo vandlovu.
Uyazi ngibuhlungu, uyazi ngibuhlungu indaba leyi sake sayikhuluma mani, uyazi mani ngibuhlungu mina. Into leyi ngenxa yemthetho, yangizwa mfuthi, ngenxa yemthetho esesiphila kuyo kathesi, ungananzelela uzabona ukuthi imithetho iyaqambaza abantwana bethu, sesithathelwa abantwana benikwa amandla. Kulo mthetho lo othiwa ngama-equal rights, umntwana ngizamthini mina ngizalala ejele? Ngiza kuya esitokisini, ngiza kuyavalela. Mina akasakwanisi ukutshela umntwana wethu. And enye into mina engiyisola kakhulu lapha nani semvala ukuthi khona kungani abantu abasesiba phambili ngendaba zabantwana kungamabanye amabandla nje aphuma nje lapho esingakwazi khona. Mina umzali wakhe sengizijulele. Hey, yazi Jesus Christ, yazi mani andizingitasinantizibinini ha. Jacob kana tikaverenga 49 pa verse ya 1, Jacob anounganidza vana vake. Unoona kana tikaenda pane imwe nyaya manje, the Jero God, hanzi ndingaita sei kuti ndipone inini nevana vangu? Ndakamboitaura nyaya hatichivhara chechi. Jesu Kristu anoti zvichemei imi nevana venyu, but tikatarira amabandla lawa abuyayo ayabandlula abantwana ebazalini babo bebebeza ngapha emthethweni bebakhalela ukuthi kulolokhu laba abantwana namba sebehlamukela abazali. Ungakhangela iBhayibheli izwi likaNkulunkulu liyatsho ukuthi mina ngize ngiphile ngikhokhobe lapha emhlabeni ngiyabe ngilalela ubaba lo mama abangizalayo. Hey, Jesus Christ.
Asivazhou, chii chinonesa pakuti sevabereki muwanikwewo muchigara pasi nevana, zvikuru sei vanasikana muchivayambira nenyaya dzepabonde?
Zvaananza kuchera, uyabona izolo nyipe ngilalele uhlelo lwethu ngiyalulalela kwesikhathi eside. Into mina engizise buhlungu kakhulu nyalo futhi nansi, kulo muntu owakhuluma lo wayesegoli, uyamuzwa amazwi akhe nxa ekhuluma ukuthi yena no, uyabona iphendi yomfazi, uyabona ibhruku lomfazi lizadabuka. Umuntu ekhuluma elalwele, sithini ngakho? kandi vele khona sokukhulunyelana into le kwaze kwaba khona nini emdabukeni ukuthi abantwana bayafundiswa kumbe kuyazivelela esindebele sithi sona kandi vele umuntu nxa esenda umuntu akawuthayela amathambo kandi vele lokhu ngokwani vele abantu bafuna ukuzama ukulifuna ukulethani kandi vele ngibona kunikwa apha nje ngeyikuthi kubini
ucwaningo lolo lapha engiluphetheyo Ndlovu luveza ukubana indaba okhuluma ngayo ukuthi abazali kumelanga bekhulume labantwana ngendaba zocansi ngesinye sezizathu esenza abantwana baye kakhulu emacansini ngoba ngumhlambi kazelusile sebengamahlongandlebe ngoba alibakhuzi alibeluleki lina njengabazali.
Right. Funguni kabanye isikhathi. Into le angiyalanga ukwala kwami nanku njalo futhi. Kuyakhulunywa kodwa akukhulunywa. Kukhulunywa ngendlela ezinjani ezesintu. Isusu cha tinoziva panyaya Antichrist. Tinoziva kuti inotanga kuna Daniel. Yozotaurwa ichinzi Antichrist kuna Revelation na John. But Daniel kana achiitanga haatauri anotaura maprinciples mamiriro akaita. Kulendlela okukhulunywa ngayo.
Mhm.
Asikho ndikukhuluma izihlamba phambi kwelizwe laphindwe kwadala kanisi nje kunje so abaleli sibe sikhuluma izihlamba ukuthi abantwana amaqhansini hey sizilwe izisu hey kwathini kwathini ikuyini ngokukabani kufuna ubani kanti vele kudingwa bani madoda ngezinto zonke lezi.
Hayi siyakuzwa mnumzana Jo. Kahle sithatha abanye siyabonga ba.
Hayi nami ngiyabonga mfowethu.
All right, Ndlovu enkulu. Unomzana. Unomzana. Ndlovu lo. Esithintayo kule Botswana. Sithatha omunye umlaleli njalo lapha. Umoyo eMzansi. Kunjani, Moyo?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, baba.
Yeah, kunjani eMzansi?
Hayi, khonoko nje, baba, untungamile.
Imbambayela
ngeAmerica.
Imbambayela ngamatshe, baba.
Hayi, siyanqenga.
Yeah, uyizwile indaba. Singenile kuhlela.
Hey. Hayi zili ndaba mpela mina ngisola kokunye lokunye mhlawumbe kulaba sebephathisile kumbe kuyikubona mhlawumbe ngelihlo elinye livalekile. Angikhumbuli ukuthi lesi mhlawumbe sokuyisifo esibheke mhlawumbe umhlaba wonke okubandakanya ilizwe lethu laseZimbabwe. Kodwa mina kakhulu ngisola kulaba abathi wona amapostoli ayaphupha abathi ingane ezincane kwasha kwacima but angiboni ukuthi ingane zonke eziye epostolini yizokuphela ingane ezikhulelwa zisasezincane ngoba ma ungahamba uye ezibhedlela ezinye ingane sezithola abantwana uthole ukuthi umuntu sesenza ingane yesibili akakafiki la ku-18 years. Kodwa lowo mzali mina ngibona engathi imbangela isilungu noma mhlawumbe impilo esesiyiphila okulezi insuku okungangokuthi isiko lokukhuzwa kwabantu abantu sebekhula mhlawumbe abazali bengaphelelanga mhlawumbe umuntu akhuliswe ngumama wakhe ubaba engekho ekhaya ukubangela ukuthi imithetho emakhaya mhlawumbe igcine seyisilela ngoba uthola ukuthi obaba abaningi vele sebasuka beza ngapha eGoli noma emakhaya umuntu ongumama ma umntwana sefika mhlawumbe abafana sebezama ukumrobha noma emkhulumele emasayidini akekho umuntu ole voice mhlawumbe engesabeka lapha ekhaya ukuthi ushiye ukuthi hayi because ubaba vele masibheka ubaba i-disciplinary nguye umuntu ophawulayo nguye umuntu oshaya umthetho. Abantu abangomama isandla sabo sibuthakathaka ma ekhuza ingane yakhe eceda kuyikhuza uyabuya futhi azisole kodwa emntwini ongubaba mayekhuza ingane ukhuze faka loswazi angithi uyabona. So mbone ngathi mina ubuya ngabelizwe lokuthi amadoda asuke ayephesiya kwelizwe yikukubangela ukuthi imizi kanye lemfundiso emakhaya kusilele ngoba akekho umuntu ofuna ukunakekela ngoba ma abantu bephuma besiya phesheya okusala emuva kuningi okusala kumoshakala ukubalisela nokukhulelwa kwengane zisasezincane into ezifana nalezo. Kodwa uma kungathiwa amapostoli athi wona kwasha kwacima ma sibheka vele ilizwe lonke kumoshakela abantwana bamanje basebenzisa bo WhatsApp babuka iTV kuze kusha 11 o'clock ebusuku akula umuntu omtshelayo ukuthi abanye bakhona bathengelwa ngama boyfriend amafoni befika ekhaya kabuza umntwana ukuthi ifoni ivela nga ifoni zakudala nabantu bakudala bebengenawo amafoni lawa angena kubo internet noma umntwana ungathi uyamphawula uyangena ekamereni lakhe uyangena kwi-internet uyabrowser kufundiswana lokhu lalokhu and imfundiso embi ma ungabheka babantu bamili ihamba kakhulu kunemfundiso enhle so abantu ma into engathi iyafihlwa kulula ukuthi imemetheke njalo into engamakhiya umuntu angeke uyinqabele phakathi kwabantu kodwa njengomzali bekumele ukuthi ngasi abazali bethu balungisisa indaba yelizwe abantu babekeke bathole imfundiso akekho umuntu waseZimbabwe manje wonke uafter money bayathengisa benza lokhu akekho nje olethuba lokuthi ahlale phansi nengane zakhe akekho umuntu ongakuhlalela phansi lengane yakho
asiyiphethe moyo
anguza baba
asiyiphethe khonapho start abanye ba
Alright,
ngiyabonga. Okay, hayi siyabonga. Uyibeka kuhle mnumzana Moyo. Timboto ramwe mterere zvekare vaMoyo kuZimbabwe. Mapina muchirongo vaMoyo. Halo vaMoyo.
Halo makadini.
Tripo edu makadini. Ehe, mapinda muchirongo mainzwa nyaya iri mugango nhasi.
Nanga izvandida kuti ndiitaure hangu.
Endrai nyumberi.
Ndinayo kuti vana vano vana kunza kubata pamuviri vari vadoko.
Endrai mberi mukoma wangu.
Ini ndinoona sekuti pane zvikonzero zvakawanda. Zvikonzero zvekutanga chandinotaura ndinoona sekuti ndikuita ndakananga nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe inoyi. Urombo hwanyanya mumhuri mumisha yedu yatizere. Saka vamwe vabereki vakutorarama nokuda kwevana vakuita masex workers. Vamwe vabereki havachakwanisi kuendesa vana kuchikoro vongovadhodza zvikoro kizini dzinenguva achangotenga zeriseveni. Zvadaro saizvozvirizeri haana kukwaanoinde haana chimwe chaanoziya. Saka chinhu choga chaanoona sekuti chinogona kutiranisaii navabereki vake. Kutoita sex worker ndo zvimwe zvandinovaza kuti nhamo yawandisa muvanhu veZimbabwe chimwewo chandinoonavo ndechekuti pane imwe mitemo inoita sekuti inoita sekuti inodzivirira vanhu pazvinhu zvakaita sezvirwere kana kuti zvimwe zvakaita se zvinonzi vanhu vashandi zvakaita semakondom aya ini ndinovaa sekuti pane dambudziko pakushandisa kwemakondom aifanira kunge ane maedi kuzi avanhu vanotumidza kushandisa makondo ine vasingatevedzi nekuti zvino ndinoona chere kuzvikoro zvimwe zvepamusoro unowana makondo mariko kuzvikoro nekumakoleji even kumabasa kwatii kunouya vana vanenge vari pamaatachimendi vakuvana nesikana vechidiki makondo mananga azara pese pese atinzi unomada unongotora asingasinda kunomashandisei kana munhu akanzwa iye pachiza kuti kondomu ari muna achidzi ari mukwana yemusikana vanopesera rekashandisa kondomu riya vopesera voita baba namai asi vakati vakana nguva yekuita baba namai chimwewo chandinoonavo ndechekutiwo ndizvo kauchavo imweno inoita kuti vana vechisikana vapinde mune zvimwe zvisina kunaka zvikurusa ndikatarisa sekaucha yekuna vachilonga kumachanghani unoona kuti kana mwana vangosvika dzirisezvin ari musikana akutoenda kunodzidzisiwa zvemumba dzavanotikomba dziya saka unotobva ikoko atova nemaizi kuva mukadzi mukuru nekuchikoro hasinei nazvo manje saka munozoona kuti vanhu vebiriro kana kuti vazhinji venzimbo iyoyo vana vechisikana vanokurudza kupinda mudzidza vasati vanehwaya kuroorwa chekupedzisirawo chimwe chandingada kudzidzira ndechekuti ndinoonawo sekuti kumachechi uku machechi mazhinji mukatarisa vana varimo vechisikana vazhinji vari kuchadha vava nemazero asvika pazero rekuwanika hongu kune mamachechiwo mashomanana anogona nge asingakurudziri vana vavo vechisikana asi ndiona kuti chechi zhinji dzine sezinhuzeuteri dzavakukudzirana kuti vachate machechi avo zvoita kuti vanosvikawo pazi rekuwanikwa kupinda musvitsa vakuravo saka ndiona zvikurusa kuti dambudziko redu riri pakuti imwe mitemo inoita sekuti inoprotekta vana inoita sekuti yekunzi mwana une raiti yake saa ndikamubvunza mwana kuti wavirwa uri kupi ndikamurova nendaimbangariyani kumaporisa manje asi ndezigana kuyaira mwana wangu ii ndosongwa ndezi iwewo wakakanganisa kodzero dzemwana yandakanganisa kodzero dzemwana musikana wandoti ndimudzii yekuti asavirwa ari pamba saka pane zvimwe zvinhu zvinoita sekuti zvinopindanapindana zvinoda kuti isu sevanhu vemuzimbabwe titange takonsaltwa sevabereki tisao pfungwa dzedu vanhu tese tichiona kuti zvakanaka izvi izvi hazvina izvi
aiwa maita basa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vamoyo timboverenga tsamba yatumirwa namukoma Hilton Morris ari kuti vasikana vari kutsvaga chouviri chakudiwa apa itough decision yekuti injectable family planning roitwa compulsory kuvese musikana ane 17 years and below dzidziso inobatsira asika kana dumbu rine nzara hazvishande owese aitisa under age nhumbu ngapiwe heavy penalty mukoma Hilton Morris tsamba yake timboonawo munyaradzi mukondo ari kuti iwasara wasara nekuti ndogore rekuzvarwa mutungamiri rino iri saka hameno iwasara wasara tawedzengwa bonde ari kuti isu kuno kwatinogara gore rino takaripa zita rokuti igore razvo mnumzana Ncube lokukhona ecingweni
nikhona
okay ke ngivale lapha ucwaningo lolu olwethulwe nguhulumende le United Nations Population Fund bathi bona isilinganiso sabantwana aba between 10 and 19 years i-12% bafumane ukubana umuntu wakhona kakwazi ukuthi umuntu wesifazana amathuba akhe aphakama kuliphi izinga ukubana abambe isisu ngesingisi bathi bona only 12% of female adolescents aged between 10 and 19 years were able to identify the correct period when a girl is most likely to fall pregnant halfway between the end of one period and the beginning of the next menstrual period bayaqhubeka njalo bathi bathole isilinganiso sifika 77% of amantombazana bacabanga ukuthi ukusebenzisa icondom kumbe ukuthatha amaphilisi ama-contraceptives lokusebenzisa icondom kusetshenziswa kwenziwa ngamakhikhitha esingathi ngama-prostitutes okuludaba olumele luhlupha abantu abaningi ngoba inani elikhulu kakhulu kangaka 77% xa sebeyacabanga ukuthi ukusebenzisa icondom imisebenzi yamakhikhitha imisebenzi yama-prostitutes mabasa ema-prostitutes kana kuti epfambi inyaya inonetsa zvikuru ulubona njani lolo daba Ncube
hayi mna mbona ngani zati indlela indaba le iyiproblem kakhulu nxa kokuthi iyaphila inumber leyi 77% inkulu kakhulu and ngiyakubona futhi ku-real because ngangithala umntwana ongaba le 15 years efike ecele ikhondom akula muntu ongavuma umbe lithathe because wonke umuntu even abanye abantu abadala they believe ukuthi ikhondom ngiyamahuli and the other thing yona leyo ukuthi kwangikhona abantwana abasazi isigaba sokuthi when we are addressing ama issues ze HIV and AIDS ama issues ze sexual reproductive health sitire ukuthi abantu bethinte indaba kakhulu ze-family planning kumbe ze-ovulation abantu nje babethanje kuphela ngokuthi ungenzaso uyazithwala ungenzaso awuzithwali but normally ukuthi bekhulume ona la malanga la ma-science ukuthi abantwana bekwanisa uku-read ama-science ukuthi kuhamba njani akukho ngoba umuntu singananzelela eqinisweni kazithwali.
Siyabonga Ncube, qhubeka ubambile khonapho. Sithathe umlaleli Timbotora Mtereri. Our next caller from Botswana, umnumzana Umoyo. Kunjani Moyo?
Sikhona.
Yeah, awuhlelo ngolwako Moyo lamhlanje. Sesifonele ngabantu bakumoya abaningi kakhulu. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Moyo, singenile ba.
Ngiyavuma inkosi baba. Hey, kudala ngilisa futhi. Ngibani ngokulisti ngoba umuntu kanele.
Umuntu ngamile.
Hey, umkhokheli mfowethu, yes.
Sihamba phambili ba.
Yeah, hayi, yazi into le yabantwana yahlupha thina kakhulu. Uhlelo lwabantwana lolu selungane lungaphezulu kwamandla ethu thina abazali.
Njani Moyo?
Engazi bese ngumntwana eqala usamlolonga kahle. Uyabuya ukutshela imizwa abayifundisayo esikolo eku-1 noma ku-2. Manje imizwa le yaladela umntwana mese eqala ukuhlakanipha. Siyafika nje ku-7 yabe siyazi ukuthi imizwa le kutsho imizwa enjani. Uyaqala ukuyifuna imizwa le. Into yokuqala nje mina ngumoyo. Ngasho nje njalo ngithi mina angikhethi leader esontweni lethu siyazama ukubakhetha abantu omama so abangabafundisa abantwana. Ngazo zona lezi zinto sesikhangele nomkhuhlane kakhulu okhona pho-ke ngendaba yokuthi naye indlala yagijima yagcwala izwe lonke abantwana sebayazi imali bebancane yazithola usishayeke ikhambi emntwaneni nje.
Kodwa Moyo, even ukhuluma ngemizwa othi abantwana bayefundiswa esikolo lanxa bengafundiswanga, you know, we are talking about in nature, isimo somuntu. Nxa ekhula umuntu yazifikela leyo mizwa, uzozifindela out ukuthi kanti kwenzakalani.
Ye, uyazifikela kodwa anti uma efundisiwe esikolweni umntwana anti uzokuthola thina masikolo akade kuthiwa ithukela ngayi-20 aqhamuka ulini. Kodwa ndi-end yazama ukuthi uyi-test ithukela leyo kuzuza ukuthi ulimi injani. So nabantwana abanjalo imfundiso yemizwa leyo yokuthi bengene emacanseni bebancane belo grade 1 namhlanje anto ngabantwana abaku-5 years mathi 5 years siyazi yonke into umntwana oseku-grade 1 7 years angisakhulumi ya. So noma usumfundisa umntwana yabe funa ukuthesta masebelonge ukuthi sebengana khona lapho befuna ukwazi ukuthi kanti kuthoni.
So mbuze futhi Moyo mbuze futhi khonapho singakavali uhlelo ngoba isikhathi sesambile. Kuyini okungcono ukuthi utshele umntana akho ngendaba zamacansini umkhuthaze ukubana asebenzise ijazi lomkhwenyana i-condom ngesiNgisi kuyini okungcono khonoko lokuthi umekele azibonele acina isiba lo mkhuhlane we-HIV kumbe ecine
awulalelanga buti gift mina ngithe ngi-church leader.
Ngiyakuzwa baba.
Ngi-church leader esisontweni lethu ngilaba bomama abafundisa abantwana khona lokho.
Akuyiphethe baba 10 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry. Ubaba Moyo, okay, sizakufonela baba Moyo isikhathi sisambile. I'm sorry we have to leave it there. Thanks to our guests and listeners, Judith Chiangwa of Girls Legacy and Kelvin Ncube, a youth activist. Time to disconnect. Good night, Zimbabwe.